What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, GBAG Nation. It's time for a special guest to join us. This will be fun. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, says. Yeah, the Cowboys will face the Ravens in Brazil week three, and a familiar face and voice will be doing the play-by-play in that Baltimore booth as Kyle Yeomans has just been named the Ravens' new play-by-play man, and he joins us here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me, and yeah, I'm doing pretty well. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, but definitely, we're excited and humbled at the same time to continue to get to do some play-by-play, but on the opposite side of that game now. It's crazy.
Yeah, no doubt. So what's it like, man? There's only 32 of these gigs, and you got one. Like, reflect on that and, you know, what this means for your career and the accomplishment and all that.
Yeah, this was always the goal. This was always what I wanted. And I know Zach and you guys, I appreciate you bringing it up yesterday. I heard the kind words and the celebration you guys had on it on the show yesterday. But Zach has seen it. Everybody that's been around me really has seen it. That play-by-play was what I wanted to do. I wanted to be the voice of a franchise and wanted to further my career in that aspect. So even doing what I've been doing with the Cowboys and hosting TV shows and podcasts and draft coverage and all of those elements along the way, it was always play-by-play on the side, too, that helped kind of elevate my game and elevate my ad-lib ability in studio. And it's just what I've loved doing. So to be one of 32 is absolutely incredible. It's the most humbling thing ever just to be even mentioned in some of the same sentences as some of the guys that I grew up listening to and idolizing in this industry. And now I get to be that voice for a community and for a franchise that these fans will get the chance to listen to for quite some time. And I mean, I know everybody here, I'm sure, and on the show as well, has grown up listening to Brad Sham and has grown up listening to Eric Nadell, and the amount of impact that they've had on your fandom sticks with you even into your adult years. And that's what I get the chance to do now. And it's really, really special.
We're so proud of you, bro. It's really awesome. I know we've talked plenty about it, the two of us. But yesterday it looked like, okay, so you had your rollout. What went down? I mean, you had a freaking billboard
that
there
was
in Baltimore.
Awesome.
So what was your day like yesterday?
That was really cool. That was a little bit of a surprise. So my wife and I flew up on Tuesday night, and we went immediately from the airport to the facility, which is about a 40-minute drive. It's in Owings Mills, Maryland. It's kind of a suburb of Baltimore, kind of like how the Star is in Frisco to Dallas. So we go up there, and we take a couple of photos. I sit down and record a podcast with a couple of their content creators just to introduce me to Ravens fans and introduce me to Baltimore as a whole, since they may not have seen what I've done with the Cowboys previously. So had those conversations, and then got to go to dinner with a couple of the staff members and get to know everybody and introduce them to Lorena. And that was great. But then the next day was just jam-packed. We woke up early, had to go straight to the radio station because they rolled out the announcement at 8 a.m. Eastern time. I was on the radio for the flagship there at 8:20 Eastern in studio, meeting everybody and getting the first interview of the day. I went from one station to the next station, then went to TV and did a TV sit-down interview. We finally had a chance to kind of sit down and get a bite to eat. And then after that, had another two radio hits in a GM meeting with our flagship stations up there. Had to sit down with the general manager and get to meet him in person. And everybody was just incredible and so welcoming. But then my boss now with the Ravens said, okay, let's hop in the car. We're going to go to the stadium and get to see the booth. And show you the stadium. We'll show you your booth. We'll show you the network booth and kind of give you a good look at how M&T Bank Stadium is. But on the way there, he said, hey, watch this. And as we looked up, there was the billboard next to the stadium off of the freeway. And me, my wife, and my boss were all like, whoa, that's crazy. How cool is that? And got to stop and take a picture with it, obviously, because my mom would be upset if I didn't. And so that was really fun. Then got to see the booth and hopped in an Uber, went back to the airport, and then was back home by 8:30 last night Central Time. So just a jam-packed 24 hours, and really appreciated the warm welcome from Ravens fans, but also the incredible send-off from Cowboys fans. It meant a lot, and I hope I did this franchise and did this city proud the way that I covered the team over the last 7-8 seasons, and hope to do the same now in Baltimore.
Well, we can't wait for you to get the scoop on how the Ravens tanked the Max Crosby medical records, dude. That is going to be freaking fantastic when you break that story, Kyle.
That's not going to be what I do the first week or first couple months on the job. I'm going to leave that up to the training staff and whatever they had to do.
You going to work in a Baltimore accent a little bit, perhaps, on the broadcast? Really try to ingrate yourself into the community?
You know, it's funny because somebody yesterday said you don't sound Texan, and I was like, that's good, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like that doesn't sound like a bad thing at that point. And they're like, well, now you got to find a way to fill in some Baltimore accents. So you're not the only one to say it that way. I'll see what I can do, but probably not. I can't do it justice. I would rather just say y'all and just own up to the fact that I'm a transplant from Texas to Maryland.
Hey, Kyle, who does your color for you? Who's working with you?
It is the great Gold Jacket Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson.
There you go.
That's incredible. And we got to call a mock game in the audition process together. He lives in Vegas. He flies out.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
For each game, and he flew out for the audition process just because he wanted to be a part of it, wanted to give his input, and we called the final game of the regular season the Pittsburgh and Ravens game that ended in that wide right field goal that
took
Pittsburgh to the playoffs. So we called that game together and just tried to put it on tape in the studio. They're actually going to release a couple of clips, I think, of that today on the Ravens website. So it was really cool just getting to meet him and talk to him. He's so humble. You would never know. He's one of the best defenders to ever play the game. I mean, he's just an incredible talent on the field, but he's an incredible person off it. I can't wait to get to know him more and get to pick his brain, too, in terms of football.
I imagine expectations are really high in Baltimore with the new coach and the OC and, of course, Lamar Jackson. How are you going about learning all the storylines as deep as you knew the Cowboys?
You know, it's funny because, and Brian can attest to this as well, so can Zach, but doing all the draft coverage that we've done over the last few years, Baltimore is always the team that takes our favorite guys.
Amen to that.
They've always drafted super well, and we always look up and say, who drafted that guy? I really liked him. Oh, of course it was the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Of course it was the Ravens. So a lot of these guys I've enjoyed covering from afar, you know, and just enjoyed watching from afar. And that doesn't even count, of course, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and Trey Hendrickson and a lot of these guys that are impact players, but you see them on a weekly basis because they light up a highlight reel even away from Dallas and away from the Cowboys. So the expectations are extremely high. I think the fact that it's a first-year head coach and in the NFL, that hasn't necessarily bode well for late playoff runs recently. I mean, first-year head coaches tend to take a season or two. But with the talent level that Jesse Minter has to play with out there in Baltimore, it feels like they have every opportunity to make a run. The AFC North is wide open. I think the AFC in general maybe isn't as strong as it has been in the past. You don't have to go through a Tom Brady or a Patrick Mahomes the same way that you did initially. Josh Allen's still up there, but you have Lamar Jackson, and you feel like anytime he's on the field, he gives you a chance to win. So with the expectations being high and a new first-year head coach, it's a lot of excitement around the building, and I'm glad to just be a small part of that, and I can't wait to break it down whenever training camp starts in late July.
The voice of the Baltimore Ravens, Kyle Yeoman, joining us here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, so Kyle, now that you're not with the Cowboys anymore, what's the reality here? Like, should we really be buying into the Christian Parker hype? Like, what are your closing thoughts on the Cowboys going into 2026 before you're just all about the Ravens?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. One, I would never sugarcoat anything on anything that we do. I tell it like I see it, and I'm always pretty straightforward in how I see it. You and I have even talked about it off air. I believe in what Christian Parker's doing. I believe in what Brian Schottenheimer is doing. I think, especially if this offense can remain as productive or at least close there to it as they were in 2025, and the defense becomes a mid-level defense, that's a significant improvement based off of being number 32 last year. Let's say they're low 20s, maybe even scratch into the teens. I think this is a 10 or 11 win football team. I really do. I think they've got all the pieces to do so. Where I have worry is the health and the depth, because at running back, what happens if there's no Javonte Williams? At corner, what happens if Deron Bland or Savona Rebel or Kalen Carson or some of these guys at the cornerback spot aren't necessarily healthy for the entire season? I mean, how do you have enough there to maneuver? And then my number one spot that I still think the Cowboys should add to is the linebacker spot. I still think D. Winters is a good acquisition. I think he's going to play a lot of snaps for you. But the rotation that you want there, I'm not sold on that yet. However, I do trust in Christian Parker. I do trust in a lot of the veterans that they've brought back or traded for on that defense. I like Jalen Thompson. I mentioned D. Winters. I like Rashawn Gary. I think they'll be legit, but if there are a couple injuries, and of course those happen in the NFL, I'm interested to see how the depth can fill in. But I still think this is a team that's much better than they were in 2025.
Congratulations again, Kyle, and best of luck to you out there. I'm sure you're absolutely going to crush it. So, you know, don't be a stranger. We'll be looking forward to catching up with you week three.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Looking forward to it already. Salute.
There he goes. Kyle Yeomans on his way out. Great career, as he mentioned, last 7 or 8 years for DallasCowboys.com and the Cowboys media team, and filling in for Brad Sham once, and did a hell of a job. And obviously he's been doing a hell of a job as a play-by-play man, introduced yesterday as the new main guy in Baltimore. So that's incredible, because not only is it such an accomplishment, but you do those jobs for life, you know?
Absolutely.
It's like there's a permanence to it. You kind of etch your name in football history, yeah, as you're going through, yeah, that. Like, you're going to hear your voice as a massive part of a team's history, and that's just, it's big time stuff. So salute to Kyle, and I mean salute to the team up there, you know, that has created all this talent.
Oh yeah,
you know, and
Derek Eagleton, that group, yeah.
I mean,
nice job.
Incredible scout, incredible developer, and you know, that's not the first guy that's absolutely hit the big time coming out of there.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.